is not I, but through Christ in me.
早上我们的题目是不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
And this little phrase is one of the better definition of being crucified with Christ.
那这样的一个小小的经节就更好的能够来定义与基督同定十字架。
It comes from Galatians 2, chapter 2, verse 20.
那就来自加拉太书二章二十节。
And we will start this morning with Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
所以早上我们先要来看加拉太书第二章第二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I believe that this is Apostle Paul's definition of a normal Christian life.
我相信这就是使徒保罗给正常基督徒的一个定义。
And this morning, I want to use the story of a person to illustrate this normal Christian life.
那早上我愿意用一个人物来向大家阐述什么是一个正常基督徒的生活。
The story of a person is the testimony of a person.
一个人的故事就是他的见证。
It's very useful for us to look at how a person actually lives.
这就能够帮助我们如何的来认识一个人如何的来活他的生活。
That's through Genesis chapter 23.
我们就要来看创世纪二十三章。
I want to read the verse 3 through verse 13.
我们要来读第三到第十三节。
The story of Abraham buying a burial site for Sarah.
就是亚伯拉罕为撒拉来买一个埋葬他的地的这个故事。
Genesis chapter 23 verse 3.
创世纪二十三章第三节开始。
Then Abraham rose from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying,I am a stranger and a sojourner among you. Give me a burial site among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. The sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our graves. None of us will refuse you his grave for burying your dead.So Abraham rose and bowed to the people of the land, the sons of Heth. And he spoke with them, saying, If it is your wish for me to bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and approach Ephron, the son of Zohar, for me, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he owns, which is at the end of his field.For the full price, let him give it to me in your presence for a burial site. Now Ephron was sitting among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the sons of Heth, even of all who went in at the gate of his city, saying, No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it.In the presence of sons of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead. And Abraham bowed before the people of the land. He spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the Lord of the land, saying, If you will only please listen to me, I will give the price of the field. Accept it from me that I may bury my dead there.
后来亚伯拉罕从死人面前起来对赫人说我在你们中间是外人是寄居的求你们在这里给我一块地我好埋葬我的死人使他不在我眼前赫人回答亚伯拉罕说我主请听你在我们中间是一位尊大的王子只管在我们最好的坟地里埋葬你的死人我们没有一人不容你在他的坟地里埋葬你的死人亚伯拉罕就起来向那地的赫人下拜对他们说 你们若有意叫我埋葬我的死人，使他不在我眼前，就请听我的话，为我求所辖的儿子以弗伦，把田头上那麦比拉洞给我，他可以按着足价卖给我，做我在你们中间的坟地。当时以弗伦正坐在赫人中间，于是赫人以弗伦在城门出入的赫人面前对亚伯拉罕说，不然我主请听，我送给你这块田，连田间的洞也送给你，在我同族的人面前都给你，可以埋葬你的死人。亚伯拉罕就在那地的人面前，人民面前下拜，在他们面前对以弗伦说，你若应允，请听我的话，我要把田价给你，求你收下，我就在那里埋葬我的死人。
Let's have some further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning we can gather before you.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够聚在您的面前。
It's always a privilege that we can come at your footstool.
我们能够来到你的脚座前，这总是我们的一个特权。
We pray that you have never forsaken us.
我们祷告，感谢你从来不离弃我们。
You are always on our side and lead us through this darkness.
你总是在我们的身边带领我们经过黑暗。
Through the deepest valley, he will lead.
带我们经过这幽谷。
And we will overcome.
让我们能得胜。
But through the Christ in us.
是借着在我们里面的基督。
We commit this short period of time into your hands.
我们把下面这短暂的时间交托在您的手中。
And we pray that Holy Spirit will touch our heart.
我们祷告，愿圣灵来摸我们的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We thank the Lord. We have another opportunity to come before Him.
我们感谢主，我们仍有这样一次机会，能够来到他的面前相聚。
I'd like to start this morning by asking all of us a question.
那早上开始的时候，我想要先问大家一个问题。
Are we a normal Christian?
我们是一个正常的基督徒吗？
Most of us believe that we are a normal Christian.
我想大部分人都相信我们是正常的基督徒。
And nobody wants to be abnormal.
因为没有人愿意不正常。
Many think a normal Christian is one who was baptized, who comes to the meetings regularly, reads the Bible, and prays to the Lord.
那很多的人以为一个正常的基督徒就是他受了洗，他能够正常的参加聚会，读经祷告。
If that is the definition, then we are normal Christians.
如果刚才提到的是对正常基督徒的定义的话，那我们都是正常的基督徒。
But last Sunday, our brother Raghu gave us a definition according to the Romans.
上周的话 Raghu 弟兄给我们了一个关于正常基督徒的定义，是来自于罗马书
and Galatians
还有加拉太书。
After hearing the message, are we still confident that we are normal Christians?
那听完了弟兄的信息之后，我们是否还自信自己是一个正常的基督徒呢？
A normal Christian according to the Romans and Galatians is one whose flesh is being dealt with by the Lord.
那在罗马书和加拉太书当中所定义的一个正常的基督徒，是指一个人他的肉体被主所对付过。
Under this definition, it's much harder to claim that you are a normal Christian.
在这个的定义的下面，就非常的难能够来说我是一个正常的基督徒。
A normal Christian is not a perfect Christian.
一个正常的基督徒不是说他是一个完美的基督徒。
A normal Christian is a work in progress in the hand of the Lord.
一个正常的基督徒是主手里正在进行中的一个工作。
A normal Christian is the clay in the hand of the potter.
一个正常的基督徒就是窑匠手中的泥。
The potter is shaping the clay into a pot.
窑匠要把这个泥做成一个器皿。
The clay in the hand of the potter is not perfect.
在窑匠手中的泥并不是完美完全的。
The finished pot is perfect.
那完成的那个器皿是完全的。
The clay is not perfect, but the clay has a hope to be perfect at some time.
虽然这个泥本身并不是完全的，但它有这样的一个盼望，就是将来有一天它能够成为完全。
So the clay in the hand of the potter is a normal Christian.
所以在窑匠手中的这个泥就是一个正常的基督徒。
So how can we become a normal Christian?
所以我们怎么样能够成为一个正常的基督徒呢？
After hearing the message last Sunday, some of us may say to ourselves, I'm going to be a normal Christian from now on, and I'm going to crucify my flesh.
那在听完上周的信息之后，也许你会说，我现在要变成一个正常的基督徒，从今天开始我就要把自己钉在，我把我的肉体钉在十字架上。
Unfortunately, it's not possible for anyone to crucify himself.
然而不幸的是，让一个人是不可能把自己钉在十字架上的。
It is possible for someone to hang himself.
那一个人可能把自己挂起来。
But I don't think it's possible for you to crucify yourself.
但我想你不可能把自己钉在十字架上。
We need some help from others to crucify us.
我们需要别人帮助我们来把自己钉在十字架上。
The clay can never make itself into a pot.
一个泥是不能够把自己变成器皿的。
No matter how hard the clay is trying.
不论这个泥有尝试多么的努力。
The clay must be shaped and formed into a pot by someone else, the potters.
那泥总是要让别人，就是窑匠能够来把它做成一个器皿。
It is the potter who shapes and forms the clay into a perfect pot.
是窑匠能够把泥来做成一个完美的器皿。
And that clay in the hand of the potter is a normal Christian.
那个在窑匠手中的泥就是一个正常的基督徒。
The clay not in the hand of the potter is not a normal Christian.
如果这个泥不在窑匠的手中，他就不是一个正常的基督徒。
How can the clay be placed in the hand of a potter?
那泥如何能够被放在窑匠的手中呢？
First, the clay must know the potter.
首先你要来认识这个窑匠。
He must see that the potter is the greatest gift of life.
他首先要认出窑匠就是他所得最大的那个恩赐。
Without the potter, the clay will forever be a clay.
如果没有窑匠的话，你永远只能是泥。
The potter is everything to the clay.
对泥来说，窑匠是他的所有。
With the potter, there is no more for clay to ask for.
若你有了窑匠，他再不需要其他任何的东西。
Secondly, the clay must trust that the potter will finish what he started.
那第二的话，你要相信窑匠一定会成就他所开始的工作。
The process of making a pot can be very tough for the clay when the clay must be weakened for the potter to work.
对泥来说，制作的过程可能是非常困难的，因为他先要变得柔软，让窑匠能够在他身上来工作。
In the process, the clay can feel the hand of the potter. It knows that it's not forsaken by the potter who will bring it through.
那在这个过程当中，你就能够来感受到窑匠在他身上的这双手，他知道这窑匠从来没有放弃他，他也知道窑匠一定会带他来经过所有。
In the end, the potter will make the clay into a beautiful pot.
那最后的话，这窑匠就会把泥做成一个漂亮的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, we can be a normal Christian from the day we were saved.
弟兄姐妹，我们从我们得救的那一天起，就能够做一个正常的基督徒。
As long as we place ourselves in the hand of the potters.
只要我们把自己放在窑匠的手中。
This morning, we sang the song, Yet Not I,But through Christ in me.
早上我们一同唱的这首诗歌，不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
And this is the song of a normal Christian.
这是一个正常基督徒当有的歌。
If you ask a pot, how can you become such a beautiful pot from the clay?
如果你去问一个器皿，你是怎么样从泥变成这么漂亮的一个器皿的呢？
The pot will say, "It is not I, but through the potter."
这器皿就会说，不是我，而是窑匠做的。
Brothers and sisters, the clay chooses and gives itself to the potter.
弟兄姐妹们，窑匠是选择并把自己交托给了窑匠。
If the clay does not choose the potter, the clay will stay forever as the clay.
如果你不能选择窑匠的话，那你永远只会是泥。
The clay cannot make itself into a pot.
因为你永远不会把自己做成一个器皿。
But he can choose the potter who can make the clay into a pot.
但他能够选择窑匠。窑匠能够把泥做成器皿。
In the same way, we cannot crucify ourselves.
同样的，我们也没有办法把自己钉在十字架上。
But we can choose the Lord Jesus, who can bring us to the cross with Him.
但我们能够选择主耶稣基督，他能够带我们与他一同来到十字架上。
When we are brought into the to the cross with Him, we will say, "It is not us, but through Christ in me."
当我们被与他一同带到这十字架上的时候，我们就能说不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
This morning we will look at the choices that Abraham made in his life.
早上我们要来看亚伯拉罕在他生活当中做的选择。
Through which the Lord bring us with him to the cross.
借着这些，主就带我们与他一同来到十字架上。
We want to see the story of Abraham.Who bought a piece of land to bury Sarah.
我们要来看的这个故事就是亚伯拉罕买了一块地要来埋葬撒拉。
When Sarah died at age of 127 years old at Hebron.
当撒拉127岁死于希伯伦的时候，
Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep over her.
亚伯拉罕就为她哀哭痛嚎。
Then Abraham rose from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying,
后来亚伯拉罕从死人面前起来对赫人说，
I am a stranger and a sojourner among you. Give me a burial site among you that I may bury my dead out of my sight.
我在你们中间是外人，是寄居的，求你们在这里给我一块地，我好埋葬我的死人，使他不在我眼前。
From his word to the Hittites,We can see the first choice he made in his life.
就这从亚伯拉罕向着赫人所说的话当中，我们能够看到他在生活当中做的第一个选择。
Abraham called himself a stranger and a sojourner.
亚伯拉罕称呼自己为外人，为寄居的。
This was the first choice in his life.
这是他生命当中做的第一个选择。
He chose to be a sojourner.
他选择做一个外人，是一个寄居的。
These are the kind of choices you and I must make in our life.
这也是你和我在生命当中所应当做的一个选择。
By making this choice, you place yourself in the hand of the potter.
我们若做了这个选择，就是把自己交托在窑匠的手中。
If you do not make this choice,Then you do not place yourself in the hand of the potter.
如果你不愿做这样的选择，你就不能把自己放在窑匠的手中。
We have our responsibility.
我们有自己的责任。
Our responsibility is place our life in the hand of the potter.
我们的责任就是要把自己的生命交托在这个窑匠的手中。
And our responsibility is to choose.
我们的责任就是来选择。
It's the same as Adam and Eve.
就好像亚当和夏娃一样。
We need to choose correctly.
我们需要做正确的选择。
We need to choose to be a sojourner.
我们需要做选择来做寄居的。
When Sarah died, Abraham had lived in the land of Canaan for 62 years.
当撒拉死的时候，亚伯拉罕已经在迦南地住了62年。
He first came to Shechem.
他首先来到的是示剑
then to Bethel,
然后到伯特利
then to Negev,
然后到了南地
then to Egypt,
然后到了埃及
and return to Hebron,
然后又回到了希伯伦
Over the years, Abraham became a very rich person.
经过了这么多年，亚伯拉罕就变得非常富足
He was rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold.
他的金银牲畜都极多。
He also had many male and female servants.
他有很多的男仆和女仆。
Not only he was rich, he was also very well respected by Hittites at Hebron, who called him a mighty prince.
他不仅非常的富足，也被在希伯伦的赫人非常的尊敬，他们称呼他为一位尊大的王子。
But strangely, after living in the land for 62 years and being a very rich person, Abraham did not have any land of his own to bury Sarah.
但让人惊奇的就是亚伯拉罕在这里住了62年，并且自己非常的富足，但是他却没有一块地能够来埋葬撒拉。
He never built a house or a vineyard for himself to enjoy.
他从来没有为自己盖过一栋房子或建过任何一个葡萄园来享受。
He lived in a tent.
他是住在帐篷里。
Instead, he built altars to worship the Lord wherever he went.
那无论他走到哪里，他总在那里筑坛来敬拜神。
He said to the Hittites, "I am a stranger and sojourner among you."
他对赫人说，我在你们中间是外人，是寄居的。
He was not ashamed to be a stranger, a sojourner among the Hittites.
他并不以在赫人中为外人、为寄居的为耻。
Why did Abraham call himself a sojourner?
为什么亚伯拉罕要称他自己为寄居的呢？
A sojourner is one who lives in a place temporarily.
一个寄居的就是指一个人只是暂时的住在一个地方。
But how could a person reside temporarily in a place for 62 years?
但一个人怎么能够在一个地方暂时的住62年呢？
He was a permanent alien in the land of Canaan.
他在迦南地是永居的外人。
In Abraham's mind, his entire life on the earth was temporary.
在亚伯拉罕的思想当中，他整个在地上的一生都只不过是寄居的。
Abraham declared his entire life on this earth was a journey.
亚伯拉罕是说，他在地上的整个的一生不过是一段旅程。
And his hope was the destination of his life.
他所盼望的是他生命的那个终点。
It was a better country.
那是更美的家乡。
A heavenly country.
是天上的国。
When he set his heart on the heavenly countries, everything else was temporary.
当他的心是摆在那天上的国上的时候，地上的一切对他来说不过只是暂时的。
No matter how long he lived in it, it is still temporary.
无论他在地上住多久，对他都只不过是暂时的。
This is the choice he made in his life.
这是他在生命当中所做的选择。
By this choice, Abraham placed himself in the hands of the potters.
那因着有了这个选择，亚伯拉罕就把他自己放在窑匠的手中。
Brothers and sisters, the same choice is set before us every single day.
弟兄姐妹，每一天在我们面前都摆着同样的选择。
The choice before us is between temporal and eternal.
在我们面前总有着这个暂时和永远的选择。
We can choose temporal or we can choose eternal.
我们能选择暂时的，我们也能选择永远的。
The choice we make will have a huge impact on the way we live on this earth.
那我们所做的选择就非常大的影响我们如何来度过地上的生活。
Abraham brought his nephew Lot with him.
亚伯拉罕是当时带着他的侄儿罗德。
When he was called by the Lord to leave his home country.
就是当神召他离开本地的时候。
They stayed together until they both became very rich.
那他们一直住在一起，直到他们两人都变得非常的富足。
Then they made different choices.
然后他们做了不同的选择。
Lot made his choice according to his flesh.
罗德就照着他的肉体来做了选择。
The flesh can only focus on the temporal things.
肉体只会注重短暂的事情。
He thought all the valley of the Jordan was well waters, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt.
他看到约旦河平原是滋润的，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
So he chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan and moved eastward.
所以他就选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移。
He settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents towards Sodom.
他就住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
When Lot chose the valley of the Jordan and Sodom, he surrendered himself to his flesh.
当罗德选择这平原的诚意并选择索多玛的时候，他就是向着自己的肉体来降服。
On the other hand, it was quite different for Abraham.
但在另外一方面，对亚伯拉罕来说却是完全的不同。
First of all, he laid down his own flesh.
首先他就放下自己的肉体。
And gave the law freedom to choose first.
让罗德能够先来选择。
He was the uncle of Lot.
他是罗德的叔叔。
But he let Lot to choose first.
但他却让罗德来先选择。
He laid down his flesh.
他放下自己的肉体。
He said to Lot, if you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left.
他对罗德说，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Because Lot moved to east, so Abraham moved to west.
那因为罗德向东来迁移，所以亚伯拉罕就往西迁移。
He moved his tent near the oaks of memory of at Hebron.
他就搬了帐篷来到希伯伦曼利的橡树。
And there he built an altar to the Lord.
在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Abraham chose eternal over temporal.
亚伯拉罕就选择了永远。胜过了短暂的。
Brother and sister, we can choose like Lot, or we can choose like Abraham.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够像罗德一样选择，我们也能够像亚伯拉罕一样选择。
If we choose Lot like Lot, we surrender to our flesh.
如果我们是像罗德一样选择的话，我们就是降服于自己的肉体。
If we lay down our flesh, we choose like Abraham, we place ourselves.In the hand of the Father.
如果我们能够放下肉体，像亚伯拉罕一样选择，我们就是把自己交托在这窑匠的手中。
You began the life of a normal Christian.
你就开始了一个正常基督徒的生活。
If we do not choose like Abraham,
如果我们不能够像亚伯拉罕一样选择
，If we choose like Lot,
如果我们像罗德一样选择
，We choose according to our flesh.
我们照着自己的肉体选择。
We make a decision to surrender to our flesh.
我们就是选择来降服于自己的肉体。
We're not a normal Christian.
我们就不是正常的基督徒。
One day, we will be made into a beautiful pot.
有一天，我们都会成为那美好的器皿。
We look at our life, we could not even believe.
我们回看自己的生活，我们真的是没有办法相信。
And we will say, "It's not I, but through Christ in me."
我们就会说，不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
Brother and sister, we make choices every single day.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一天都来做选择。
And every choice, we can choose like Abraham, or we can choose like Lot.
在每一个选择当中，我们都能够选择像罗德，或者是像亚伯拉罕。
If we continue to choose like Abraham,
如果我们不断的能够像亚伯拉罕一样来做选择
，we choose eternity over temporal things.
我们就是能够来选择那永远的，而胜过那短暂的。
We continue to place our life in the hand of the Potter.
我们就是不断的能够把自己的生命交托在这窑匠的手中。
And this is a normal Christian.
这就是一个正常的基督徒。
After hearing that Abraham needed a burial site for Sarah, the Hittite said to Abraham, "Bury your dead in the choicest of our graves. None of us will refuse you his grave for burying your dead."
在听到亚伯拉罕需要一块地来埋葬撒拉的之后，赫人就对他说，只管在我们最好的坟地里埋葬你的死人，我们没有一人不容你在他的坟地里埋葬你的死人。
But Abraham chose not to bury Sarah in the grave of the Hittites. He said, please approach Ephron, the son of Zohar for me, that he may sell me the cave of Machpelah for the full price in your presence.
但亚伯拉罕却选择不在赫人的坟墓里埋葬撒拉，他对他们说，为我求所辖的儿子以弗伦，把田头上那麦比拉洞给我，他可以按着足价卖给我。
Here we see the second choice that Abraham made.
在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕做的第二个选择。
He chose to separate himself from the world.
他选择与世界分别。
No, the burial practice at the time was very different from that of today.
我们知道在当时埋葬一个人的这个习俗与今天是非常不一样的。
They placed the dead in a very large cave.
他们就把死人埋葬在一个很大的洞穴中。
And that was large enough to bury the same family members of many generations.
这个洞就很大，足够在里面埋葬同一个家庭几代的人。
So each family will have their own family burial site.
所以每一家都有自己埋葬死人的地。
And the cave of Machpelah was the burial site for Abraham and his family.
那麦比拉洞就是埋葬亚伯拉罕和他的家人的地。
It was the burial site for Sarah, for Abraham, for Isaac, for Rebecca, for Jacob, for Leah.
那在这个洞里就埋葬了撒拉，埋葬了亚伯拉罕，埋葬了利百加、以撒、利亚和雅各。
The Hittites were open for Abraham to bury Sarah in their own family caves.
亚伯拉罕赫人是允许亚伯拉罕在他们自己的洞里来埋葬撒拉的。
But Abraham did not want to bury his dead in the graves of the Hittites.
但亚伯拉罕不愿在赫人的洞里来埋葬撒拉。
Abraham desired to have his own cave.
亚伯拉罕要有自己的一个洞。
His own burial site for his own family.
要有一块地来埋葬他自己的家人。
Not only he lived separately from the Hittites, he even wanted to bury his dead separately from the Hittites.
不仅在住的时候他与赫人分别，即便埋葬死人的地他也要与赫人分别。
Brothers and sisters, we face this choice every day.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一天都面临这样的选择。
Our choice today is between conforming to the world or separate from the world.
我们的选择就是或者选择效法世界，或者选择与世界分别。
Unfortunately, there is no middle ground.
不幸的是，中间并没有中间地带。
Today, there is more pressure for us to conform to the world.
那今天我们感觉到越来越多的压力促使我们去效法这个世界。
It is increasingly difficult to stand firm on the truth today.
越来越艰难的让我们能够坚立在这真理的上面。
If we stand firm on the truth, we may be called a racist.
如果我们在真理上站立的话，可能我们会被称作种族主义。
Or a extremist.
或者是极端主义。
Or a bigot.
或者是偏执。
Or homophobe.
或者是憎恶同性恋的。
Our flesh does not like to be called a name like above.
我们的肉体并不希望自己被称作以上提到的这几样。
So it's much easier for us not to speak the truth in front of our friends and colleagues.
所以就着我们的肉体来说，我们更希望在同事朋友的面前不提到这些。
If we choose not to speak the truth for the fear of offending others, we are conformed to the world.
如果我们因着惧怕冒犯别人而选择不讲真理的话，我们就是效法这个世界。
But how do we separate ourselves from the world?
但我们如何能够与世界分别呢？
Should we just fight with anyone who does not stand by the truth?
我们是不是要与所有不站在真理上的人来这里抗争呢？
Probably not.
也许不是这样。
We can easily do that in our flesh.
我们能够在自己的肉体里这样来做。
But Romans chapter 12 verse 2 taught us how to do this.
罗马书十二章第二节就教导我们如何做。
If we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, we are separated from the world.
如果我们心意能够更新而变化的话，我们就能够与世界分别。
The renewing of our mind is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们心意能够更新而变化，是因着圣灵的工作。
When our mind is renewed, we intuitively know how to speak the truth, but not to speak the truth in the flesh.
那当我们的心意能够更新变换的时候，我们直觉的就知道怎么样来讲真理，而不是在肉体当中来讲这些。
Jesus gave us an excellent example when he addressed the Samaria woman.
那耶稣就给我们做了一个很好的榜样，当他与撒玛利亚的妇人在这里交谈的时候。
Jesus could certainly speak the truth and expose the sin of the Samaria woman immediately.
那耶稣在与撒玛利亚的妇人交谈的时候，他就立刻的就讲到真理，也暴露出撒玛利亚妇人她的罪。
But Jesus approached the Samaria woman with kindness. He simply brought light into her darkness.
但同时耶稣也是带着慈爱来与撒玛利亚的妇人交谈，他把光就照进他的生活当中。
The renewing of our mind by the Holy Spirit always separates us from the world.
我们的心意若能更新而变换，就总是会让我们与这个世界分别。
Many of us have been frustrated since the beginning of the year.
很多的我们当中很多的人从年初开始就感到非常的沮丧。
The country has not been going in the direction we like.
国家所前进的方向似乎不是我们所喜欢的。
There seems to be a heavy darkness hovering over this country, and we feel powerless to do anything.
那在国家上面好像也盘旋着重重的黑暗，让我们就感觉为此深感无力。
In recent days, the city of Cambridge in Massachusetts legalized polyamory.
最近在马赛诸塞州的Cambridge 城市，他们就让
多妻
合法化。
You can have a domestic partnership, legal domestic partnership with three or more adults.
那在那里的话，你就能够合法的拥有三个人或以上的这个家庭。
How do we face this darkness?
我们如何来面对这样的黑暗呢？
The most effective way to remove the darkness is to bring a little light.
最有效的能够来解决黑暗的方法就是带进光明。
Last weekend, we heard some high schoolers came to the meeting place to clean up the meeting place.
上周末我们听到有一些高中生来到聚会的地方来清理。
They could use their spring break to do many other interesting things.
他们能够用春假的时间做其他很多更有趣的事。
By the renewing of their minds, they chose to clean up the meeting place.
但因着他们的心意更新而变换，他们选择来聚会、来教会、来清理。
This choice separates them from the rest of the world.
这个选择就让他们与世界而分别。
This choice brought a little light into the darkness.
这个选择就让这个黑暗当中带进了一点光。
Brothers, sisters, every one of us has a candle.
弟兄姐妹，我们都有一个蜡烛。
We need to light out our candles as the Holy Spirit renews our mind.
当圣灵在我们里面来更新我们的时候，我们都能够点亮自己的蜡烛。
No matter how heavy the darkness is, a little light can always overcome the darkness.
无论这个黑暗有多么的强，只要有一点光，总能够胜过黑暗。
It does not have to be a big thing.
这并不需要做一件很大的事。
It is often a small thing.
常常就是那些小事。
Making a phone call to a brother you have not seen for a while.
也许给一个你很久没见的弟兄打一个电话。
Sending a dish to a family having a newborn baby.
给一个刚刚有了新生儿的家庭去送去一份菜。
Remembering the name of a new gospel friend and calling out his name when you see him the second time.
那能够记住一个福音朋友的名字，当你下一次再见到他的时候，能够来叫出他的名字。
Making a love offering to someone who has a need.
给那些有需要的人有一些爱心中的奉献。
If we all light up our little candles, we can overcome the darkness.
如果我们都能够点亮自己的蜡烛，我们就能够胜过黑暗。
We have quite a few saints suffering severe illness over the past 12 months.
在过去的十二个月当中，在我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹，他们正经受着极大的病痛上的折磨。
But we truly thank the Lord because every one of them had become a burning candle that brought light into the darkness.
但我们感谢主，他们每一个人都成为了那个点亮的蜡烛，能够把光照进黑暗当
中。The Holy Spirit had renewed their mind and separated them from the world.
圣灵也在那里更新变换他们，让他们能够与世界分别。
I also believe that every one of them will testify, it's not through I, but through Christ in me.
我相信他们每一个人都能够来见证，不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
When our mind is renewed by the Holy Spirit,
当我们的心意能够被圣灵更新而变换的时候
We are in the hand of the potters.
我们就是在窑匠的手中
One day the Lord will use our lives to overcome the darkness and we will say it's not I, but through Christ in me.
有一天主要用我们来胜过这个黑暗我们到时要说不是我乃是基督在里面活
When Ephron heard the news, he said to Abraham, No, my Lord, hear me. I gave you the field.And God gave you the cave that is in it, in the presence of the sons of my people. I give it to you, bury your dead.
当以弗伦听到这个信息的时候，他就对亚伯拉罕说，不然我主请听，我送给你这块田，连田间的洞也送给你。
Abraham replied, if you will only listen to me, I will give the price of the field, accept it from me, that I may bury my dead there.
亚伯拉罕就回答说你若应允请听我的话我要把田价给你求你收下我就在那里埋葬我的死人
This was the third choice of Abraham who chose to buy the burial site
这是亚伯拉罕做的第三个选择就是要来买这块埋葬死人的地
Why was Abraham so adamant to buy the burial site to bury Sarah?
为什么亚伯拉罕这样坚定的要把这块地买下来来埋葬撒拉呢
Remember God made the promiseTo Abraham to give him and his descendants all the land of Canaan.
记得神曾应许亚伯拉罕要把迦南全地赐给他和他的后裔。
But God also revealed to Abraham the time is not yet arrived.
但神也同样启示亚伯拉罕时间还没有到。
His descendants will actually be in exile in Egypt.
他的子孙要被流放到埃及。
They would only return to the promised land after living in Egypt 400 years.
他们唯有在埃及寄居400年之后才能再回到这应许之地。
Abraham would never live to see that day.
亚伯拉罕永远不会活到能够看到这一切的那一天。
Abraham would die and be buried in the land of Canaan way before his descendants returned to the promised land.
远在他的子孙能够回到应许之地之前亚伯拉罕就会驱使被埋葬在迦南地。
On one hand, Abraham received this promise that his descendant will inherit the promised land.
在一方面亚伯拉罕得着了一个应许他的子孙和后裔要得这地为业。
On the other hand, he would never live to see that day.
但在另外一边的话他永远不能活着看到那一天。
Because it happened at least 400 years later.
因为至少这个事情发生在400年之后。
Abraham was very concerned that his descendant may not be aware that the land inhabited by the Canaanites belonged to them.
亚伯拉罕就担心他的子孙不会知道这迦南人所住的这块地是属于他们的。
His descendants would not conquer the promised land if they did not know the promised land belonged to them.
如果他的子孙和后代不知道这块地属于他们的话，他们就不会来征服这地。
Therefore, Abraham would like to establish a connection between his descendants and the promised land.
所以亚伯拉罕就想要在他的子孙和这应许之地之间建立起一个联系。
It was the reason he insisted to buy a burial site, the cave Machpelah, for his family.
这就是为什么他坚持要去买这一块地，就是麦比拉洞，为着他的家人。
The cave of Machpelah connected the Jewish people to the promised land.
那麦比拉洞就把犹太人和应许之地联系在了一起。
Obviously, Abraham passed this burden to Isaac and to Jacob.
很明显的，亚伯拉罕把这个负担也传给了以撒和雅各。
This was why Jacob insisted that he too be buried in the cave of Machpelah and make Joseph swear that he would bring his body back to the land.
这就是为什么雅各坚持要被埋在麦比拉洞，他也让约瑟起誓一定要把他带回来到这地。
At the end of his life, Jacob wanted to make sure that all the 12 tribes would recognize that the promised land was their homeland.
在雅各生命的末了，他坚持要让这十二支派的人都知道应许地是他们的家乡。
Abraham paid a heavy price for the burial site.
亚伯拉罕为着这块埋葬的地付了一个重价。
He paid 400 shekels of silver to buy the burial site.
他付了400舍克勒银子来买这块地。
How much is 400 shekels of silver?
那400舍克勒银子是多少钱呢？
It was an enormous price.
它是一个非常巨大的数字。
Many years later, during the time of David,
在很多年之后，在大卫的年间，
David wanted to buy a site to build an altar.
大卫想要买一块地来建坛。
So he saw a threshing floor.
所以他就看到一块禾场。
And so he bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver.
所以他就用50舍克勒银子买了那一块禾场与其中的牛。
A threshing floor and oxen for 50 shekels.Of silver, many many years later,
在很多很多年之后，五十舍克勒银子就能买一块禾场和其中的牛。
There were at least 500 years between Abraham and David, probably more.
在亚伯拉罕和大卫之间，至少有500年，甚至可能更多。
If you count inflation over 500 years,
你如果你把这些通货膨胀都算上的话
，the 50 shekel of silver.Was cheap.
那五十舍克的银子在五百年之前就更便宜了。
Or 400 shekel of silver was extraordinarily expensive.
或者说，这四百舍克的银子就是非常非常的贵的。
This threshing floor was where Solomon built the temple.
那禾场所在的地方就是所罗门来建圣殿的地方。
Oh, you know, it's about location, right? If we purchase a property, it's all about locations.
那当我们买地的时候，最关乎要紧的就是这个位置。
The threshing floor was the place they built the temple.
禾场所在的地方就是他们建圣殿的地方。
Best location in the entire land of Canaan.
在整块迦南地最好的那块地。
For 50 shekels of silver.
只要50块钱，50舍克勒银子。
And Abraham bought.The burial site for 400 shekels of silver.
但亚伯拉罕埋葬他们埋葬撒拉的那块地，却花了400舍克勒银子。
What a burden that Abraham had in his heart!
在亚伯拉罕心中，所有的负担是何等的重。
Brothers and sisters, we should have the same burden as Abraham.
弟兄姐妹，我们也应当有与亚伯拉罕相同的负担。
Are we concerned about our children being in the promised land someday?
我们是否关心我们的儿女子孙有一天能够在应许之地当中呢？
Do we want to build a connections between our descendants and the promised land?
我们是否愿把我在我们的子孙和应许之地之间建立起一个连接呢？
Our children face severe challenges.
我们的儿女面临着极大的挑战。
Everything they encounter in the school or in the society is against the word of the Lord.
他们在学校在社会当中所经历的一切的事情几乎都是与主相悖的。
We will not be there with our children at the time they need to make a choice.
当我们的儿女们他们要做选择的时候，我们没有办法与他们在一起。
Will they make the right choice?
他们会做正确的选择吗？
How can we raise our children so that they can make the right choice?
我们如何能够来教养抚养我们的儿女，让他们来做正确的选择呢？
Where can we buy our burial site?
我们在何处能买到自己的埋葬之地？
To connect our children to the promised land.
能够让我们的儿女与那应许之地建立起这样的联系。
Brothers and sisters, our burial site is the altars.
弟兄姐妹，我们的埋葬之处就是这祭坛。
We need to consider the altars, our burial site.
我们应当把祭坛当作我们埋葬之处。
Only the prayers can connect our children to the promised land.
唯有祷告能够让我们的儿女与那应许之地连接起来。
And we must pay that price for that burial site.
我们必须为着这埋葬之处而付下那代价。
We must pay the price to pray for our next generations.
我们应当为着我们的下一代付上祷告的代价。
As long as we have a breath.
但凡我们仍有气息存留。
If we pray for our next generation that way, we will have a burial site.In front of altars.
那我们如果能够为着我们的后代这样的来祷告的话，在那应许之地的前面，我们就有一块埋葬之处。
This burial site will connect our descendants to the promised land.
这个埋葬之处就能够让我们的后裔与那应许之地有一个连接。
One day, when our descendants choose to be a sojourners, or choose to separate themselves from the world, then we will say, it is not I, but through Christ in me.
当有一天我们的后裔能够选择在这世上做寄居的，能够选择与这世界分别的时候，我们会说，不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
Brothers and sisters, a normal Christian is not a perfect Christian.
弟兄姐妹，一个正常的基督徒并不是一个完美的基督徒。
A normal Christian is one who is in the hand of the potter.
一个正常的基督徒是一个在窑匠手中的基督徒。
But we need to put ourselves in the hand of the potter.
但我们需要把自己放在窑匠的手中。
The choice that we make every single day will allow us to place ourselves in the hand of the potter.
我们在生活当中每天所做的选择能够让我们把自己放在窑匠的手中。
If we choose to be a sojourners,
如果我们选择做寄居的，
if we choose eternal over temporal,
如果我们能够选择永远而不是暂时，
we place ourselves in the hand of the potters,
我们就把自己能够交托在这窑匠的手中。
If we are transformed by the renewing of mind,
我们如果能够心意更新而变换，
We place ourselves in the hand of the potter.
我们就能把自己放在窑匠的手中。
This happens every single day in our life.
这发生在我们生活当中的每一天。
Every single day we make multiple choice.
在我们生活当中的每一天，我们都会做各样的选择。
In every choice, there will be a choice that based on temporal value, and there will be a choice based on eternal value.
在每一个选择当中，总有一个选项是基于永远的价值，有一个选项是基于暂时的价值。
And there will multiple choice allow us to choose between conforming to this world or separating from this world.
也有很多的选择让我们来选择是否效法这个世界或与这个世界分别。
By making the right choices, we place ourselves in the hand of the potter.
当我们能够做正确选择的时候，我们就能把自己交在这个窑匠的手中。
But we should not only care for our own spiritual well-being.
但我们不单只关心自己的属灵光景。
We should be even more burdened for the spiritual well-being for our children.
我们更当为着我们儿女他们的属灵光景而担忧。
We need to have a connection.A burial site connects our descendants to the promised land.
我们需要有这样一个埋葬之处，能够让我们的后代与应许之地联系起来。
We must have a burial site.
我们需要有一个埋葬之地。
And our burial site, right in front of altars.
我们的埋葬之地就在祭坛的前面。
When we pray, we pay the price to pray for our children.
当我们能够祷告的时候，我们就是为着我们的儿女付上这个代价。
The Holy Spirit, the Lord, will connect our descendants to the promised land.
那圣灵主就能够让我们的后代与应许之地联系起来。
It is not I, but through Christ in me.
不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
I will end with the second stanza of the hymn.
那结束的时候，我想要来读一下我们刚才所唱诗歌的第二节。
The night is dark, but I am not forsaken.
黑夜虽深，但我不会被丢弃。
Brothers and sisters, the night is dark, but we're not forsaken.
弟兄姐妹，黑夜虽然深，但我们不会被丢弃。
For by my side, the Savior, he will stay.
因我救主永远在我身旁。
The Savior is always on our side.
我们的救主永远在我们身旁。
I labor on in weakness and rejoicings.
我虽软弱，仍欢欢喜喜往前。
We can be in weakness and rejoicing at the same time.
我们能够在软弱当中，但在其中，我们仍能够欢欢喜喜。
For in my need, His power is displayed.
我的缺乏显出他的大能。
To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me.
我心坚信我牧者必保护我。
Through the deepest valley, he will lead.
他领我走过死荫幽谷。
All the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
哦，黑暗要过去，我必定能得胜，不是我，是基督活着。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that you bring us together to fellowship, to worship.
父，我们感谢你早上你能够把我们召聚在一起，让我们能够一同的来交通，一同的来分享。
We thank you for the provision that you made on the cross.
我们感谢你为我们在十字架上所成就的。
So this morning, we can come to you and say, Lord, we thank you for the finished work you have done on the cross.
所以早上我们一同能够来向你说，主啊，为着你在十字架上那完全的工作，我们真的是要来感谢你。
Thank you for being the shepherd for us.
我们感谢你是我们的牧者。
Thank you for being the potter that working on our life.
我们感谢你是那在我们一生当中来制作我们的窑匠。
Thank you, the night is dark, but we are not forsaken.
我们感谢你夜虽深，但我们没有被丢弃。
We thank you that you are always on our side.
我们感谢你总是在我们的身旁。
We thank you that we can labor in weakness and rejoicing.
我们感谢你，我们虽然软弱，但仍然能够欢欢喜喜的往前。
We thank you in our need, your power is displayed.
我们感谢你在我们的缺乏当中显出了你的大能。
We thank you, you will lead us through.
我们感谢你必能够来带领我们。
We thank you for being that potter working on the clay.
我们感谢你是那在窑匠，是那一个在泥土上工作的窑匠。
Father, we pray that you encourage all of us to rise and to make that right choice.
主，我们祷告，愿你能够让我们起来，能够来做那正确的选择。
Place ourselves.In the hand of the potters,
能够把自己交在窑匠的手中。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间献上感谢。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。